from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing our sermon series, Should Christians Fast and Pray? And it's pretty obvious that Christians should pray, but many Christians, in fact, probably the majority of Christians, don't fast on a regular basis. But this time of year, Catholics, Roman Catholics, do fast. Commonly, they're fasting from eating red meat on Fridays and eating fish instead, and spend extra time in prayer. I have several friends that are Roman Catholics, and I know that they've told me that they spend extra time in prayer. And one movement that has actually been started based on Lent, this Lenten period, is a movement where Christians go out. It's called 40 Days for Life, where Christians go out to the abortion mill during the Lenten period and actually pray for the end of abortion and pray to see. Pray that God would move on the hearts of the mothers that are coming in, that they would save the life of their children. But we, as Christians, really, the Bible says that we should pray and that we should fast. And God didn't limit it to just a certain period of time. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, when you pray. He didn't say if you pray, if God calls you to pray, if you feel led to pray, if by chance you want to fast. He actually said, when you fast, do it this way. And he was actually talking about not anointing your face, not looking like you're fasting. You know, in the Old Testament, there were several periods of time where nationally there was a call to fast and pray and turn back to God and repent of your sins. And one of the signs of this was to put sackcloth and ashes on. And I don't think that Jesus was actually putting down that practice. But what had happened in the Jewish people is that it became popular to look like you are humbling yourself, to look like you are seeking God, to look like you are fasting, to make it so that everyone else can see you, and so that they'll think that you're more righteous and more holy than they are, and perhaps even than you are. And Jesus was really coming against this, that they should actually do this, to do it for God. But he says, when you fast, not if you fast, but when you fast. Also in Matthew chapter 17, we read, and by the way, I'm just reviewing some of the things that we've talked about in the last few weeks. If you miss any of those sermons, you can go to our church website, covenanttabernacle.com. Our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center, or our church YouTube channel, Covenant Tabernacle, and you'll be able to actually watch those previous sermons. But Jesus, there was a man that brought his son to Jesus to see if Jesus could help him, because his son was demon possessed, and the demons would torment him and sometimes even cast him into the fire. And he brought him to the disciples, and the disciples couldn't help him. And Jesus said, you know, that they were, you know, perverse and that they were faithless. Oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. And they the man brought the boy to Jesus. Jesus cast out the demon. And the disciples said, well, why couldn't we cast out the demon? You know, we tried. Why couldn't we cast him out? And he says, you know, that this kind doesn't come out except through prayer and fasting. And notice that Jesus didn't have to fast to cast him out. Why? Because Jesus had been fasting on a regular basis. This was a part of his life. He spent time praying. He spent time fasting before God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible, and see the positive impacts on your life. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Your questions. I know, hey, it's been a while, all the way since last week, but we're here. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems as well. So give us a call, 772-340-1590. Of course, our number in the shop, 772-878-5978. If you have, well, you know, if you might want someone to come out or you need to contact us, 772-878-5978 is the number there. But in the shop, it's 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. And we can actually help you out. We can hopefully resolve some computer problems today.
help you resolve your computer problems. That's what we're here. That's what we're all about. Of course, you can also type your questions into the live videos. Those are going on right now over at Facebook and also not only Facebook, but also over there at YouTube as well. So that's pretty awesome. We do want to we will be talking about some of the things that are going on today, some of the things that some of the new threats that we see, some of the new glitches. You know, there's always glitches that happen with when you have computer hardware interacting with computer software and so on. So we'll be talking about some of that today. And of course, we can answer your questions, even if your questions don't deal with anything that we've been talking about. Otherwise, we can answer those questions. Now, one of the things I want to just address here is we have talked about quite a bit about cybersecurity. And we want to talk a little bit more about that today, because this is on a lot of people's minds, and rightfully so. Not only is there, you know, the threat with Russia, but Russia has been, and really not just recently, but even prior to recently, Russia is really the primary mover in a lot of the cyber attacks that happen. And we do want to, and I know it'll be redundant for some people, because some of you guys know exactly what I'm talking about when I use some of these phrases like cyber attack. But for those that are listening that don't know, and I know we have all kinds of people, all different levels. We have IT support people that listen to this show, all the way from IT support people that run even some of the government agencies, their IT department in our county. But all the way from that down to people that don't even have a computer. Literally, we have people that don't have a computer that listen to this show. And some people say that they're afraid to have a computer. Well, you need to meet some of our customers, because, we have a customer that is, I think she might be in her 80s. She's at least in her upper 70s. She uses a computer. She is a gamer on computers, and it's not just computers that she lives life to the full. I mean, this lady still surfs. She actually does exercises in her house, pull-ups and push-ups and other things, so that she can be strong enough to surf. But she uses a computer, and she's very computer literate. We had one time we had an 85-year-old woman that walked into our store and said, "I'm 85 years old, but I'm not going to leave this earth without knowing how to use a computer." And she bought a computer. She probably, I don't know, maybe she's one of those that's still alive at maybe, she might be 100 by now, but if she is, but she was bound and determined to learn how to use a computer. So don't let fear hold you back. We have customers that tell us they're not smart enough for a smartphone. And I know it's a joke, but really, everyone, many people are smart enough. It just takes some learning. And, learning when you're older is actually very good for you. It's good for the brain. It's good to challenge your brain. So that's what, we want to do with you guys. Even if you don't have a computer and you don't want a computer, we want to help you learn and help explain some of these terms so that you can actually learn what we're talking about here. So when we're talking about cyber security, what we're talking about is you securing your computer, you securing your network. If you have a home office or a business office or a government agency, and you have a lot of different computers that are there, maybe a few, maybe a lot, you want to secure your network so that so that hackers can't get in to your network. Because a cyber attack is where someone that is on the internet, they could be next door to you, they could be in your facility, they could be across the world in a different country. They may not speak your language. It may be morning where they are, or night where they are. Just because they can literally be in a different part of the world, trying to get into your computer or your computer system or your computer network to see if they can infect you, or if they can encrypt your data, or if they can steal your data, if they can find social security numbers, driver's license numbers, date of birth. You know what? There's a good chance that you have that information on your computer. And so it's important that you protect your computer from those types of threats from hackers, from scammers. Well, one of the things that a Faster PC does is we provide cybersecurity assessments. We can actually go to a business, to an institution, to an office. We can go to even a home and do a cybersecurity assessment and determine whether there are steps that should be taken to make sure that your network and your computers are more secure. Well, we recently were called out to a medical office in our area, and this is a customer that we've gone out there a few times, but we haven't really gone out there on a regular basis. One time we were there, I did mention to them that their wireless network was not secure, and their wireless guest network was not secure, and that it looked like it was actually opened up doors to access their local network. And they actually called me out to take a look at that because they were concerned with hearing all the buzz about cybersecurity and the cyber attacks. Well, I did confirm that wireless access point was actually unsecure, which really is not a problem if that's what you want. If you don't, if you want to have a guest network that doesn't have a password, as long as you know that other people could connect to it, that's not an issue. As long as that guest network is set up properly. Theirs was not set up properly. Theirs was set up so that when you connected to the unsecure guest network, which again, you could just pull up to their parking lot and do, or if you had a high-powered antenna, you could even be in some cases miles away, and you could potentially connect to their network. Well, once you connected to their guest network, you actually could have had access to their printer. You could have printed documents on their printer. You could have potentially, depending on the security of their computers and how the computers were set up, it's possible that you may have been able to access their computers. Well, that day we did give them some recommendations, and we did remove that guest network off the network. We did go out this past week, and we installed a secure network, and we'll talk about that when we come back from the next break about how we did that. But we did install a secure network, and with that secure network, even the guests are secure. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? You need a faster PC. This is Brian Longworth, host of A Faster PC Radio, where we answer your computer questions for free every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. But it gets even better than that.
Now, wait a minute. How could it possibly get any better than that?
Yes, Cliff. A Faster PC has technicians standing by every Saturday ready to work on your computer.
Wait a minute. Technicians standing by on a Saturday?
Well, Cliff, A Faster PC has technicians standing by Monday through Friday for standard and emergency service, both in-shop and on-site. That means you can bring your computer to A Faster PC or A Faster PC can come to you. And if you need computer service,
we radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to A Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590.
Of course, answer questions, and we have someone on the line. We have John on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Radio, John. How can we help you today?
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
I got a little bit of an echo, but...
Yeah, that I think that's just on your end. It has to do with the phone system linking into the radio, but we hear you fine without an echo, so go ahead.
Oh, let me make sure I turn off my radio here.
Yeah, definitely do that because it's on a delay. That's just in case someone calls up and says something stupid. Cliff has a button that can take care of that.
Yeah, I took off speakers on my video, but as far as cybersecurity is concerned, I think the first layer or the best layer of defense is doing basic training, which I do in the foreign government office.
Yes.
And I use a company called Adobe4.com.
Okay. Okay.
They send out regular phishing tests and video, you know, 15, 30-minute videos for users to watch.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, the training, the training is key.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, you can go ahead. I thought you were finished. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Oh, no, I was saying there's a lot of ways of doing training cybersecurity users as the best first layer of defense.
Yes.
Well, there's a good company called KnowB4.com, K-N-O-W-4, KnowB4, with the number 4.
Okay. All right.
But
yeah.
That's the best layer of defense.
Yes. Yes, because many of the threats are started by someone clicking on a link or opening an attachment and letting someone in. And I know you know, John, you know, because you monitor this, that, you know, some of our local governments, including the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Department, got hit. You know, you've got to really... you know, when someone goes after a law enforcement agency, you know that first of all, they're not located in this country, so they have no fear of prosecution from the St. Lucie County Sheriff or any other judicial body, you know, or law enforcement agency here in the United States. But also, you know, if it can happen to a law enforcement agency, you know, it could certainly happen to an insurance agency or a lawyer or a doctor's office or anything like this. And the most likely entry point is an employee or, in a case of a home office, an end user or a family member that doesn't realize that what they're clicking on is potentially a problem. And so definitely the training is key, and there are services where, as John was mentioning, there are services where there actually are test emails that are sent out, and like, for instance, if you have a business or an organization or a government agency, you want to make sure you're protecting things. Well, what this would do is it would send out a test message, and you're going to be able to see who clicked on the link. Because if that wasn't a legitimate test, if it was actually a threat coming in, the person that clicked on that link might have been the person that let the hackers into your network. And that's key. And thankfully, I know we won't mention the agency that you run, John, but thankfully we haven't heard anything about that agency being hacked into. And that's a good thing, to make sure that you're doing what you can to protect, and definitely the training is key.
Yeah, so that's your first layer of defense. Train your users. You can use a service like webbyboard.com, really cheap. And then, of course, you've got to do the real cyber security, your firewalls, your switches, your routers.
Yes. Yes. And speaking of routers, many of the routers, and including you know, routers that are used in homes, routers that are used in businesses, they have what's called firmware, and firmware is actual hardware that can be updated with software. And typically, there are threats. Everything has threats built in. The problem, the issue is that the threats haven't been discovered yet. But as they are discovered, what happens quite often is if the threat that's discovered is discovered by a legitimate security agency, which there are security firms that are out there. They're searching for ways into routers. They're searching for ways into networks. They're searching for ways into operating systems. They're searching for security loopholes where they can get in and exploit. Because if they can get in and exploit, well, the bad guys can get in and exploit also. When a legitimate security firm is able to find a threat in a hole, a glitch that lets them into a network or to a router or an operating system, then what they do is they actually contact the provider and they give the provider an opportunity to fix that. And typically there will be a joint announcement. The provider will fix it, apply the fix, and issue a press statement. And the security firm that found the security hole will also issue a statement. At that point, everyone, including the bad guys, knows about it. And it's imperative for you as an end user, or if you are an IT administrator, or maybe you're an office manager, it's important to make sure that those patches are run and that they're run, even on a regular basis, that your routers are being updated, that your computers are having the Windows updates installed on them on a regular basis, because these glitches or these security holes, when they're there, and especially once the hackers know about them, they're going to be trying to exploit that. And the people and the networks and the routers that aren't patched, the computers that aren't patched, those are the ones that are going to be hit first. They're going to be the easiest target to be hit. And so it's very important to make sure that those routers are updated, your Windows updates are installed, that your computer systems are being updated on a regular basis. And if you, and by the way, we help companies, we help individuals do this. We have services where we can actually monitor and manage your patches and your updates and this type of thing. We can come in and make sure that your routers are up to date. This is one thing that we do quite often. In fact, every time I go into a router to log into a router at a network, I make sure that the firmware is updated. And again, if that firmware is not updated, you're a sitting duck because the scammers are out there. And by the way, I mentioned how it happens if a legitimate firm finds the threat. If a hacker finds the threat, they don't notify the provider. They just start exploiting that threat. And that's what's called a zero-day threat. That means we just discovered this. This is day zero. We just discovered it, but we discovered it because people are getting infected. Computers are getting infected. Networks are getting infected. The router is letting people in that it shouldn't let in, or the operating system is letting people in, or the server is letting people in that it shouldn't let in. That's a zero-day threat. And what happens when there's a zero-day threat is typically the provider of the software or the hardware will provide a instant patch that hopefully will correct the problem, hopefully will close off the security hole. But it's imperative to run that patch and to get that installed on your system or on your router as quickly as possible, because you don't know when the hackers are going to try your system. And let me tell you something. If you're out there, when you connect to the internet, you have an IP address. Everyone that connects to the internet has an IP address. Your network has an IP address. It's tied to your internet service provider. Hackers are looking at your address and every other address that they can find. They're just reaching for addresses, and they have port scanners, and the port scanner actually searches for ports that are open that where they can come in, and the port scanner will actually tell them what port it is, what protocol is used there, and then they're going to start trying to exploit that and see if they can get in. If your usernames and your passwords are simple, they're going to be able to get in. And I've seen it I've seen it on systems that we have supported, where we have been called in. Hey, you know, we're having a problem here. I've actually, seen systems where remote support was not installed, but someone was there because the username and the password was too simple. So as John mentioned, the training is key, and also making sure that your patches are installed, that your firmware is installed on your router, that your patches on your operating system, if you have a server, that your server is installed. You should actually either be doing this yourself, or you should have, the people that are listening, get someone that can help and make sure that this happens on a regular basis. We provide this service for individuals, for homes, for businesses. Yes, go ahead.
I would say my other comment before I go is people running their workstations logged on as administrator, and that's the biggest problem.
Yes.
A lot of small companies. General user speed should not be have administrative privileges, because most of these things can't install themselves if you're not logged on as administrator.
Right. Yeah, that's a key, and it's something that end users don't necessarily like, because it's inconvenient, because if the end user wants to install something, they can't just install something. They don't have the permission. But you know what? In some cases, it's better to not have the permission, because sometimes, especially in an office environment, it's very possible that people are installing things that they really shouldn't be installing. Like, should your employees really being installing Bejeweled and games that are just going to allow them to waste their time, or should they actually be working when they're there? And if they can install Bejeweled, well, a script can be run by a hacker that can actually install software that can start encrypting data on the computer, and that's another key, and that's one of the things that we try to do. And I know you do this, John, and in your network, is make sure that the users don't have administrative rights. And then what has to happen when a program needs to be installed or an update needs to be installed? Then another user would need to log in, or maybe an IT administrator would need to log in. Or maybe the end user, if they're trusted and knowledgeable enough, maybe they would actually log in with a different username, a different password, and install the software that needs to be installed, and then log off and log back in with the username and password that doesn't have the rights.
See what I do. I'm an administrator, and I don't even have administrative privileges on my account that I use 99% of the time.
Right.
And I just want to mention that ransomware can bring your company down. The sheriff's office, it cost them $2.4 million to solve that problem.
Yes. Yeah, it's even if you have
most small businesses down permanently.
Yes. Even if you have a backup, and a lot of people don't have a good backup, but even if you have a good backup.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt you. I say, you need to back up in the cloud, like Barracuda Networks or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Even if you have a good backup, though, it can be it's time consuming and costly to recover from an attack. Chances are, if you have a backup, every backup that's been made in the last week is encrypted, and you're going to have to go back most likely to prior to that. To be able to get things off, and that can take some time. But thanks for the call, John. We really appreciate it.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC, we have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at FasterPC.com, and we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website at FasterPC.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. And we are back for the final segment of today's show. Just wanted to, again, thank John for calling in. He's a good friend, and he runs a local office here. Has a wealth of knowledge, and really, the things that he mentioned are very important. Also, one of the things we talked about was making sure your updates are installed on your computers. Well, if you have Windows 10,
I'm going to actually show you right now how you would do that. By the way, if you don't have Windows 10, let's say maybe you have Windows 8, the process is going to be very similar, or maybe even Windows 11, the process is going to be very similar. It's a little bit different in Windows 7, and in fact, if you have Windows 7, you're not getting all the updates, and you may want to consider actually going out and getting making sure that you have update to Windows 10 so that you can get all of the security updates. And by the way, we have some customers that say, well, you know, I want to use Windows 10 because I'm used to it. I'm used to how it navigates. And Windows 10 is different in navigation. By the way, Windows 11 is even more different. But I think they actually took a step backwards in navigation on Windows 11. But with Windows 10, there's software that we can put on there that can make Windows 10 navigate very similar to Windows 7. So if that's your only holdup in going to Windows 10, I would encourage you to think about going to Windows 10, and then we could install software that makes it navigate like Windows 7 or very similar to Windows 7 so that you can get around and you don't have to learn new ways of doing things. Or if you want to challenge your brain, but to learn new things, we can help you learn new ways too. It's not very difficult to navigate in Windows 10. Once you kind of know, and the newer versions are much easier to navigate than the original version was. I'm going to switch over to a desktop so that those that are watching on the video on either Facebook or YouTube can actually see this. I'm going to verbally describe this for those that aren't watching, those that are just listening on the radio. What we're going to be doing here is we're going to be running, showing you how to install Windows updates. And this should happen, you know, automatically, but sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes, in fact, with the newer operating systems, Microsoft, you know, they've gotten some pushback because, you know, in the past, the operating system would update, the computer would reboot when you're away from it. And that can still happen today, but they're much less aggressive about rebooting your computer to complete the installation. So it's important that you do this. Now, some key dates to think about. The second Tuesday of the month, sometimes for some users, you know, Microsoft kind of rolls those updates out. You know, so it could be on Wednesday or Thursday of that week, following the second Tuesday. So the Wednesday following the second Tuesday or the Thursday following the second Tuesday. Those days are key days to actually go and check to see for the regular updates to see if those are out. Now, throughout the month, at any point throughout the month, there could be a zero-day threat that comes out, and if that affects Microsoft, then what they're going to do is they're going to release a zero-day patch, and that will come out whenever it comes out. And in some cases, the zero-day patch may not have fully been tested, and it may actually break certain things, may make some things so that they don't work, but it's designed to stop the threat. And so hopefully it stops the threat and doesn't do any damage to anything else. And, you know, you're protected. And if it does do damage to something else, they'll work on that. They'll get that resolved. And there may be a workaround in the meantime. But what you're going to want to do from Windows 10 or Windows 11, you're going to want to click on the Start button. Windows 10, the Start button by default is in the lower left. And Windows 11 is moved closer to the center. But you're going to want to click there. And then you're going to want to look for some people call it a cog, but it's really like a sprocket or a gear. You can actually click on that, and that's the settings. If you have Windows 8, you would scroll up and down on the right-hand side, and you're gonna see the terms bar is going to slide out, and you have settings in there. With Windows 11, again, it's very similar to Windows 7. It's just moved over closer to the center. You're going to want to click on Windows or Update and Security. So click there, and then under Windows Update, what you're going to want to do is just make sure that, you know, what's going to happen is Windows Update is going to start searching, and it's going to actually start searching, and it's going to find the updates that are available for your system. You see it says checking for updates. You know, if you click on retry or you click on check for updates, it's going to start checking for updates. If your computer, if you have Windows 10 and your computer meets Microsoft's compatibility test for Windows 11, you probably have already seen, you might have even updated to Windows 11, but you probably have seen Microsoft's wanting you to go to Windows 11. They're giving that away for free. But my computer is actually, my processor is one generation too early for Microsoft to recommend it. By the way, I could still update. I could still, there are ways to get Windows 11 on your system if you want it. But right now, I would stick with Windows 10 if I were you. It is Windows 11. I've seen a few glitches, and I know that Microsoft will work on those and get those straightened out. But here you see, you know, the updates starting to come in. Microsoft starting to install updates, including updates to Microsoft Defender Antivirus, if you're using that. And by the way, it does do a great job compared to the paid antiviruses. It's on par from the latest tests that I've seen. They have made tremendous strides because they used to be awful. But you'll see some optional updates as well. It'd be good if, especially if those are, this is a preview of an update, and I can download and install that. And I would encourage you to, again, run this, go in here on a regular basis, or if you don't want to do this, or maybe you can't keep up with it, maybe you're too busy or you don't understand it. Again, we provide a service where we can actually come in and we can actually make sure that your computers are updating on a regular basis, that your servers are updating, that we can even check and make sure your router is updating on a regular basis. On some of our routers, we can actually even configure those so that they automatically update, so that any security holes that are there will be patched. Now, sometimes you might get a message on Windows Update that you need to, updates are ready to download. This is happening on my computer right now, and I can click download, and this is going to start downloading those updates. This is something that it's important, and you see that the update to the Windows Microsoft Defender is actually downloading, and also that another update is pending a download, and then another update is pending an install. That Xerox is just from, I go to multiple offices, I don't have a Xerox printer. Well, you know what, we did have one at one point, so it's possible it's from ours, but I go to offices, and sometimes I have to configure their network. I have to trust the network. And then Windows starts installing their printers, which I don't need or want happening. But anyway, that's something that IT techs just have to deal with sometimes. But anyway, it's important to get the updates installed. If you don't have the time, or maybe, it's too much for you to do this, we actually have software that can monitor this, that can manage it, that can help the updates to install and run. And if there is a problem, we can log into the system and take care of it. We also have customers that call us up, that are on this service and they have a question, or maybe they got an email and they're not quite sure if they should click or if they should open up the attachment. Maybe you haven't gone through the training, or you don't remember what the training was, or you don't remember exactly what was told or what was taught. Well, you can actually call us up and we can actually help you. We can help change this and give you some idea of what needs to happen, so that, whether this is a legitimate email, whether it's not a legitimate email, whether you should open it up, whether you should close it, whatever the issue is, you can actually check that out. Now, one thing I do want to cover also, right before we go to the, right before we close out the show, we did have a user, and by the way, on Facebook, if you have questions throughout the week, that you want to have covered on our Faster PC Radio, we have a post on our Facebook page. You can type your question into the Facebook page, and we'll answer it on the next edition of a Faster PC Live Technical Support. Well, William asked this. He said that he installed Microsoft Word 2003 on his Dell running Windows 10. It runs fine, but it only opens files if you start from the Word program. If you call it from other places, it will open the Word program, but not the actual file. So what's probably happening is you may have a previous version of Office or a later version of Office installed. Microsoft sometimes, I'll switch back over to a full screen. Microsoft sometimes has another version or a newer version that they'll install, and they're trying to get you to sign up for Microsoft 365. Now, what we're going to do here is just show you, first of all, how you can check to see whether you have a previous version installed or a later version installed, and you can uninstall that. So we're going to hold down the Windows key on your keyboard. That's the key that looks like a four-pane window. Click R. That brings up the run command. So Windows key R. And then we're going to type Control and click OK. That opens up the control panel. Now, the default view is category. If you're under category, you're going to want to click on uninstall a program. I'm doing the large icons, and so I'll click on Programs and Features, which takes you to the same place. Look through the list here for Microsoft Office. If you see Microsoft 365 or Office 365, you can uninstall that. If you see another version of Office that maybe you don't own, but maybe it was pre-installed on your computer as a trial, you can uninstall that. Just go through the list, click on it, and then you can click uninstall. Now, so that's one thing. You also want to actually configure your Windows Explorer to open up those files by default in Word 2003. So we're going to hold down the Windows key. That's, again, that key that looks like a four-pane window. Press E. That brings up the Windows Explorer. And then what we can do is you can actually scroll to a list of those files. So I'm just going to select a place that I know there's the file, and I'm going to right-click. I'm going to go down to Open With. And when I go to Open With, I'm going to actually select. I'm going to choose another app. And then I'm going to select the version of Office.
And we're coming to the end of today's show. But if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Should Christians Fast and Pray? Part 3. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible, and see the positive impacts on your life.